This great meeting in the air that I'm talking about will be the shock of all ages for those that are left behind. The newspapers and the televisions will headline the story of the mysterious missing of many people. The world will be experiencing something of phenomenal proportion when many of the people have departed from this earth. But everybody will not be included in that great meeting. The vote-seeking politician, the dictators, the corrupt schemers, the high-minded socialites, and the compromising preacher will not be included in this news coverage. It will be for the meek people, the humble, the unheard-of people, as far as the social world is concerned. When this takes place, you will not have time to get ready to go. Paul said it would happen in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead in Christ shall rise incorruptible, and we shall be changed. You may ask, changed into what? Well, the Apostle John says, it doth not yet appear what we shall be like, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And as we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. God has already set an appointed time for everything and everybody. Job 14:14 tells us, if a man die, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time, I will wait till my change comes. It's going to happen, and it's going to happen soon. I remember watching on television the launching of several of our rockets into outer space. I would hear them tell us the countdown has started, during which time there is a check for any possible flaw in their equipment. This reminds me of the story in the book of Exodus, the account of the death angel that was to pass over Egypt when the firstborn was to die, if the blood was not on the door lintel. The 0 hour was midnight. The hour continued to come closer and closer to midnight. And when it finally struck, death was experienced in every home that had neglected to prepare, from the palace of Pharaoh to the hut behind the meal. There was heard a wailing in the wake of this great tragedy. And then again in Noah's day, God told him, for yet 7 days, and I will cause it to rain upon the earth. The countdown started. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. And the rains began to come down, and the flood waters began to rise. The unbelieving people who mocked and laughed at Noah in his preparing for a flood was made to realize that this was not a fluke. Today, we are hastening to this great event that should close out this dispensation and bring into being the greatest joy and the greatest sorrow. The rapture of the church is the greatest joy, and the leaving behind those who did not prepare will be the greatest sorrow. It's a sad thing that we are not being more constantly reminded of the nearness of the coming of Jesus. Sadder still is the fact that many have never heard. If you miss the rapture, you will be ushered into the tribulation, which is a time of trouble such as the world has never known. During this time, the Antichrist will rule, and the mark of the beast will be imposed upon everyone, without which no one can buy or sell. To receive the mark of the beast is to seal your doom. To refuse it means death by sword or starvation.
All hail King Jesus.
If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you. This is C.M. Atkinson, the host of Give Me 5 Minutes. Join me here Monday through Friday at 1:25 p.m. on WZAP right here in Bristol, Virginia. I'm looking forward to being a blessing to you and your family.